Blog Talk Radio.
And good midweek Wednesday, Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios with another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. We are just about, 36 hours away from action once again in the NCAA tournament. The Sweet 16 just about to tip off. Getting very excited about that. We will talk, of course, all sorts of basketball on tomorrow's show. Do have a little bit of news concerning a State of Kansas team that is not the University of Kansas, however. As some news came out yesterday and throughout last night, that there is a potential for the Wichita State Shockers to be leaving the Missouri Valley Conference. The Shockers, who of course have seemingly run roughshod through the competition in the MVC, want a little bit more. Saying more competition, I don't know. Going to a bigger league with more bids? Definitely. They have been rumored now to go to the American Athletic Conference, the same conference, with the UConn Huskies, the newly formed AAC. This seems interesting to me for the Shockers. It's legitimately, it sounds like it's 100% going to happen. It sounds like it is, pretty much locked up. The thing that I'm not totally sure about with this move, you look at some of the other teams, this involves a lot of teams that, it's not fair to say didn't quite make it, but were in other conferences that may have either dissolved or just gotten too big and forced teams out. The Cincinnati's of the world, the South Florida's, the Temples, the UConn's decided to make their own name, and now they could get a giant. This is... For the American Conference, this is a coup. This is huge. This is just gigantic. You're talking about a basketball team that was just in the Final Four a matter of years ago. You're talking about a all-around, other than, you know, and this is a, obviously, this is a, still a major move. It is a major move for Wichita. It is a major... change of pace. This is a team that's been in the Missouri Valley Conference forever and a day. So, yes, this is a big move. And, no, I don't think this is the move that Wichita State was hoping for. I think, legitimately, a couple of years ago, Wichita State thought that they could go to a big, big conference, the Big 12. I don't think that that ever would have happened. But this could put Wichita State in a really nice spot. And after the whole fiasco with the seedings, this could put Wichita State in a much better spot in the coming years to not get that 7 seed. I don't think the AAC is a 10 times better conference than the Missouri Valley. But I do think with that multi-bid league, getting out of you, the conference champion, get in, I think that's nice for Wichita, and I think it's going to be a good move for them. But that, again, that is more than reported, it seems. That is... very, very likely that the Wichita State Shockers will become a member of the AAC next year, joining the likes of the UConns, the Cincinnatis, and the Houstons of the world. I can't call this a jump, a large jump up for Wichita State, especially with what they thought they were going to be. I can't call it a giant jump up, but it is definitely a step in the right direction for Wichita State. And who knows the future of not, this isn't just the basketball program that it could eventually affect. This could be all programs. And maybe the of course it had been rumored, it had been mentioned, are we going to see football? Are we going to see all of this, you know, all of these excess? Are we going to see that? That, I think, opens the door for the addition of several things at Wichita State joining a new conference. But again, that seemingly is a done deal. It seemingly is going to happen to the American Athletic Conference. That really leaves the MVC with their pants down. Next best team, an Illinois State, really maybe a Missouri State, really kind of dissolved that upper echelon of the MVC for next year. Puts a lot of things in jeopardy, and you have to believe that the folks right now at the MVC are just trying to figure out what the hell is going on. All right, let's move to the NBA and more of what the hell is going on. There's been discussions for quite some time about the length of the NBA season, the resting of players. Of course, that came down yesterday that NBA Commissioner Adam Silver would levy penalties on NBA teams for resting players before the playoffs. Well, Golden State coach Steve Kerr came out yesterday, and of course, Golden State, one of those teams that would likely rest players after their seed is already clinched in the playoffs, would rest players, rest the, of course, the Steph Currys, the Draymond Greens, the random name, insert name here, would rest these players the last few games of the year. Well, Adam Silver did not like that and decided that he was going to try to levy penalties. Whatever. Steve Kerr bounces back and says he would be willing to take a cut of his own salary if the NBA played a shortened schedule. If, and this isn't, even to Kerr, this isn't a jump it back to 60 games. This is drop it back 7 games. You know, knock it back to 75. He even says 75. It would make a big difference, and he is willing to take a pay cut to prove that. He is willing to take the pay cut, only coach for 75 games if it means his players are 100% healthy for the playoffs. Because let's face it, let's be honest here. 80%, okay, maybe that's a high number, 60% of NBA fans aren't watching games in November. They're not watching games in December. You're watching games in you're watching games in May and June. You're watching the NBA finals. Do you want to see rested, healthy players in June? Of course you do. Of course you do. And if that means eliminating 7 games, go for it. That is, and again, Steve Kerr totally in for it and willing to take a pay cut. I think that's big. Especially coming from a former player, a former very successful player, I think it is just a big statement that Kerr is willing to do that. It will be interesting to see how that shakes out in the next few weeks. Right now, just seemingly a war of words. Speaking of a war of words in the NBA, I don't know if you've heard of this dude, the father of Lonzo Ball, LaVar Ball. Well, LaVar Ball, let's just do this.
You are an idiot. You are an idiot.
And now he's getting his comeuppance. LaVar Ball finally, after all of the wars of words that he has faced with everybody, finally got a little bit of bounce back. And I give this guy a lot of crap on this show. I'll admit it. I'm not a huge LeBron guy. I'm just not. I don't know. I don't have anything against the guy. I'm not a huge LeBron guy. I'm okay with it. Well, apparently Lonzo isn't either. And he comes off earlier this month and pops off that LeBron's children are set up for a better future than LeBron. Whatever. Whatever that means. That was what he said. His children are set up for a better future success than LeBron James. Well, LeBron bounced back with that. He comes across, was it just on Twitter yesterday, I believe? And, no, excuse me, it was at a press conference. LeBron had some very pointed comments for one LaVar Ball. He said, "Keep my kids' names out of your mouth. Keep my family out of your mouth. This is a dad-to-dad problem now. It is a problem now." So LeBron, not happy with LaVar Ball. This guy is getting way too much press time. Really is. Just way too much press. And don't get me wrong, I love watching Lonzo Ball play, but I have to watch UCLA games with the sound off because I know they're either going to talk about LaVar Ball or they're going to talk to LaVar Ball, and I don't need it. I love watching UCLA. I think UCLA has a giant chance this weekend. And again, we will talk basketball all show long tomorrow. The Sweet 16 coming up. Several games going on Thursday night. We will talk about that. But LaVar, just shut up. Just stop talking. And I don't often agree with everything that comes out of LeBron's mouth, but I agree with everything LeBron has to say on this. Just stop talking. Just stop. All right, real quick, before we get to the happenings of today, I want to talk about what happened. Before we can get to today, we have to talk about what happened last night, and that was a win by the United States in the World Baseball Classic. It was a Adam Jones ground out that scored Brandon Crawford and gave the U.S. the win last night over Japan. The United States now moves on to the finals of the WBC tonight. That is going on MLB Network, an 8 o'clock start for the U.S. and Puerto Rico. The winner gets the WBC. Neither of these teams has won the WBC before. Puerto Rico was in the championship game in 2013. This is the first time the United States has ever played in the WBC. So do check that out tonight in U.S. and Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic, 8 o'clock tonight on MLB Network and also streaming on MLB.tv. That's where I will check this game out. Again, U.S. and Puerto Rico Wednesday at 8. all day tomorrow. We will talk basketball. We have several big games going on tomorrow night, including that one with the Kansas Jayhawks. We will talk a little bit more about the Jayhawks. We will go, there's a good chance we're going to go long tomorrow. We got a lot of basketball to talk, and we will do that all starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow. A ton of games: Michigan, Oregon, West Virginia, Gonzaga, Purdue, Kansas, and Xavier, Arizona, all coming up on your Thursday schedule. We'll be back to break down all of those and take a look at the local team, what Kansas has to do to get by Purdue there in Kansas City tomorrow night. We'll do that on tomorrow's show. As for today, have a great Wednesday. We are getting closer and closer to the weekend, and we are getting down to basketball once again. We will do that, of course, all show long tomorrow, 6 o'clock tomorrow. We start basketball. Excited for that and excited for the next 4 days. It's going to be a lot of fun. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.